Welcome to this week's audio reflection. This reflection is meant to supplement this week's sermon, as well as both our Bible study and sermon response guides. The practice of slowing down to listen can enhance our ability to engage with God's Word, God's voice, and God's presence. So throughout this week's reading, we will provide some prompts for reflection, as well as times without any spoken word, to simply allow God to bring further insight and revelation. This week's reflection is from Ephesians chapter 2.
Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of His grace and kindness towards us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus.
It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. God, I pause to meditate on your enormous gift of grace. Let's listen to verse 6 again.
For He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus.
Jesus, I can't quite imagine what it means that we are raised with You, seated with You, united with You. Would You awaken my spirit and my senses in order to hear, see, and taste this spiritual reality that we are united with You?
God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago.
God, would You allow me to see myself as Your masterpiece? I want to be an example of the incredible wealth of Your grace and kindness. So would You make me even more aware of the good things that You have made me to do?
For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago.
As we go about our day, we walk and talk and act as people who are in Christ. May we be the tangible peace, presence, and power of Christ to those around us.